Now, thanks to BBC reporter Wasim Mirza, we managed to get our hands on an electric supercar to try it out and to compare its performance against a more traditionally powered high-performance car.
This is a Tesla Model S P85, and it is completely electric. I had the opportunity to really give this a go because I'd won it in a competition. So here we are, pitting this car against the best of the old generation of technology, the gasoline-fueled vehicle known as the Mercedes AMG CLK 55. Who will be the winner? I think I know who will be, but let's see what Chris thinks.
Chris?
We're going to win. No, we should be clear, shouldn't we? Wasim's going to drive the electric car and we're going to take the petrol. I expect, actually, that Wasim will be faster away from the blocks, but I reckon we can beat him in terms of ultimate speed and range.
I mean, I think you guys should place a bet. Who are you, Fiverr? Who's in?
I'm in. Fiverr.
I'll see your Fiverr and I'll raise your Fiverr and a go of your electric car.
Absolutely.
How was it? How do you think you did?
Okay, that was exhilarating with a capital E. I've never driven that fast, ever.
Do you think it was enough to beat the Tesla, though?
I'm quietly confident, but that's pretty good technology over there, so could go either way.
We're yet to get the results, Wasim, but how do you think you fared?
I think that the Tesla has quite clearly won.
Chris, what do you reckon?
I'm pretty confident that we did okay. Whether or not we actually beat him, I don't know.
Well, we'll wait and see what the data shows, and then we'll whack out who owes who what then, hey? I mean,
okay, that's fine with me.
Hope you're feeling rich, Wasim.
Well, unfortunately, we're not Top Gear, and our data were inconclusive. So it seems as though you've both got off lightly. Now, Wasim, if we ignore our data altogether, what do the specs say? Who would have won?
Well, it's quite clear, really. According to the specs, the Tesla should be out in the lead because on paper, it has a 0 to 60 time of 4.2 seconds. And it is quite a fair test because the Mercedes is also rear-wheel driven. Yet its 0 to 60 time on paper is 5.4 seconds. So there is quite a big gap there.
Yeah, a second or so. Peter, you're looking a little sceptical over there.
Well, I was wondering what the noise was when they were taking off. I assume it's because you were on a runway somewhere. I am sceptical, as we discussed earlier, but I have driven a Tesla and didn't overall think it was something I would want to buy. That doesn't mean necessarily I wouldn't buy one, of course.
Wasim?
I understand that was an older generation of a Tesla model. And it's amazing to look how far things have moved on in only a relatively short period of time. You've got bigger battery packs now being put in these vehicles, and that presumably gives access to greater power and longer ranges. And certainly in the week that I had this car, I experienced a great amount of enjoyment. The torque was unbelievable. And that's coming from somebody who is an electric car driver already. And it struck me, going back to my own car, that I was convinced for a period of time that something is wrong with my car. And of course it wasn't. It was just an amazing experience with the Tesla.
Now, Wasim, it wasn't all bells and whistles because you did run into a bit of difficulty when getting to the race itself.
Yes, knowing that I had used the car at highway speeds, I wanted to be doubly sure that we had enough range. And as it happened, I was delayed by 30 minutes getting onto the airfield.
You left us all in the rain, yeah. Wasim.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was quite a cold morning as well.
It was really cold.
And of course, that doesn't help batteries at the moment either.
Unless... Well, Sam, is this a very long-winded way of saying you were late because you ran out of juice?
Well, partly it's true, but no, that's not the whole story, is it? I mean, it would have been a poor test had we have run out on the airfield after doing our time trials. That would have been a disaster because we would have needed a flatbed recovery from that deserted airfield in the middle of nowhere, which would have been a real big challenge. So I wanted to prevent that. Thankfully, we did. We got away with it, I think.
Thank you very much, BBC reporter Wasim Mirza. And if you want to see our track test, we've posted the footage on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thenakedscientists.